listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I'd like to talk to you about a lamp and a light and read to you from Psalm 119, verse 105. Here it is. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In saying those words, your word is a lamp to my feet, the psalmist felt that as he walked the road of life, God's word made his steps clear. It's possible to walk the path of life not knowing if our steps will fall on good ground or on dangerous ground. God's word will be a lamp to our feet. The Bible should help us walk the way God wants us to walk. There are many different ways to walk, and each of them says something about us. How are Christians supposed to walk? Well, we should walk worthy. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. We should walk uprightly. That's Isaiah chapter 57, verse 2. We should walk in the light, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. And we should walk humbly, according to Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Now, those are just a few mentions of how we should walk, but none of these are possible without the Word of God lighting our way. Now, a lamp has to be lighted. And in the days this psalm was written, a lamp was usually fueled by oil. And oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit's teaching does not come through God's written word, there will be little light at all. When the Spirit fuels the word, the lamp burns brightly. But the psalmist also wrote in verse 105 of Psalm 119 that God's word is also a light to my path. The word of God not only showed him where his feet stepped, but it also showed him the path he should remain upon and the next few steps to take. We need the Bible to teach us right from wrong. We have some inner sense of this in our conscience, but our conscience can be weak. It can be ignorant. It can be damaged. The Word of God is higher even than our conscience, and it will instruct our conscience. You see, the psalm says in this verse, your word is a lamp and a light. God's word is light and it brings light. God's word doesn't make things darker or harder to understand. It's a light book. It's not a dark book. The scriptures have a clarity to them and can be understood by open-minded people who prayerfully read the Bible. Now, not all parts are equally clear and easy to understand, and it's helpful to have wisdom from others in what they have seen in the scriptures. But the Bible can be understood, and Christians do understand it. Think of all the common ground Christians from vastly different denominations have. In common, Christians believe in the truth of a triune God, the truth of the full deity and full humanity of Jesus, the truth of our sin. Christians believe in the work of the Holy Spirit leading us to faith. They believe in the truth of Jesus' death to save us from sin and to save us from death. And they believe in the establishment of God's church, the community of believers. We believe in the return of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the dead. Now, that's a lot to hold in common. We understand these things from the Bible. Now, this doesn't mean that everyone's opinion on the meaning of a Bible passage is just as good as anybody else's opinion. No, actually, it's just the opposite. The Bible is clear enough to be understood, and this means that some so-called understandings or interpretations are wrong. Today, take some time to thank God for the lamp unto our feet and the light to our path.
Thanks. Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.